Welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. We'll get to these guys coming up. The Jaguars, though, wrapped up the week of work on the practice field Friday. And the big news for this Jaguars team is the health of the team. Everybody worked out today. There will be four players questionable for this Sunday's game against the Oakland Raiders. That's an improvement moving forward. Yeah, it's not only a healthy team, it is a focused football team. The Jags started in an 0-3 hole. They've now won back-to-back games, and this team is locked in and ready for Sunday.
This group is, and every group is different. This group appears to be very focused, a very focused group. Even the locker room after the Chicago game, you know, hey, we're excited, we appreciate it. And it was like, okay, you know, that's not what we totally wanted to accomplish. We still got a lot of work to do. And even Wednesday, sitting in the meetings, just a very, very focused group.
All right, guys, let's get to it. There are a couple of things around this offense this week. Tempo is the buzzword. We've said it every single show, I think, this week. The run game is the other part of the offense. What is more important this week?
Well, I think the run is important for play-action purposes. And every time you talk about the run with people around this team, the fans just go, stop talking about the run. You've got to pass. But I think it has to. It bare minimum has to be better than it was last week. It has to give you a threat. And I get that people are tired of seeing it. I get that people think they should pass first. But you must be able to run, or else I don't think the offense in the passing game works at all.
I think it's clear that this team is not going K-gun, up-tempo all the time. I mean, anyone you talked to this week talked about using it where it was an effective tool, but not making it their personality. Now, having said that, I would have gone with the run also. This is a week you should be able to run the ball. Jags are just getting about 72 yards a game. Raiders are giving up 132. This would seem to be a good week to bear down. Remember that from last week?
I like that.
Right? Work that one in. I am clever. And really focus on getting the run game going, because every week isn't going to be this easy. This would be a week to really work on it.
Jalen Ramsey, defensive side of the ball. Solid recovery last week in the second half against Jeffrey. Does he follow Cooper? And if he does, this number 20 guy is pretty good.
I'd be surprised if he doesn't. They're not going to say it going in. The X factor is you've also got to worry about Crabtree. So it's not a situation where if you take Cooper away, then you automatically shut down the offense. But I think they saw too much from Ramsey last week, too many good things, to not have him do that at least a percentage of the time. In the first 4 or 5 weeks, he didn't do it at all, really didn't follow very much at all. I think you're going to see that in some capacity all the time moving forward.
I have my Jalen Ramsey glasses on right now. I mean, so I'm still dazzled by what he did in the second half. I mean, the ability to flip the switch and the narrative and all of that political speak and turn it around. I think he may be the most talented defensive player I've ever seen wear teal, mm-hmm. and he hasn't played enough games to be comparing him to Tony Brackens, who was that, right? But when you watch him on the practice field, I mean, you just see a completely different animal than everyone else. So I would expect him to do that, because the more I watch Amari Cooper, the more I think I'm watching one of the best receivers in the game. And if you've got that kind of a matchup, let's neutralize
it. I don't know whether he's going to shadow all the time the rest of the year, but bare minimum, they're going to use him in situations they feel like he can take somebody away.
Yeah.
Finally, Jack is back. Jack Del Rio brings his Oakland Raiders here. And, you know, he had a couple playoff teams in Jacksonville. It didn't end so well here. What did he learn from all that?
Well, truthfully, I think he learned to make it more about the moment and the team and not himself. Because at times, he was focused on what he wanted to do. And I think that as a young coach, he was trying to implement what he thought his philosophy and himself was. And I don't think he was always true to himself, right? And I think now he is, at least based on the success that he's had so far, I think he is more in a natural position putting the team first instead of himself first.
Well, he's an offensive guru now, right? I mean, that's...
come on, you heard that tongue-in-cheek, right?
No, he joked about it. I mean, obviously he's kidding. But that's what good head coaches can do. They can go and they realize they're not coordinators anymore. They're trying to win with what's there. Credit him. They're 4-2, and he's coaching a good offensive team.
I see a more mature coach. I see a guy who is more about everything around him and making sure that it all fits, as opposed to jamming his will, which is the way he was as a young coach and as a linebacker.
There's a soft spot in there for old Jack.
I'm going to say it right now. I really...
Look at that.
I have a great fondness. I had a lot of fun doing his radio and television shows, and I enjoyed him and Linda personally.
Yeah, I only knew him for a few months, but I like the guy.
Should be a great matchup. The 4-2 Oakland Raiders are coming to Jacksonville to face the 2-3 Jags. That's this Sunday at 1 o'clock, and that's it for Jags of the Roundtable.